From the small helpful bee to the majestic blue whales, all of our beautiful Earth co-inhabitants share the same mission in life: to help awaken the compassionate true self of humanity and to bring love to this awe-inspiring planet. How are the gracious animals helping us? What messages of wisdom do they want to share?
Many animals, both in the wild and domesticated, are very psychic and know everything about you, about your past life, your present and future life. But they never judge you. These noble beings only want humans to remember our own love, dignity, and divinity. And their telepathic animal communicator help us to see what a real blessing the animals provide in our lives. And not just the domestic animals, but all of them. It does take some patience, quietude, time and practice, but the main instrument, of course, is love. Love is everything. Whether we can communicate telepathically or not, the inner world of animals is one of heart-to-heart understanding.
Listen to your animals. A lot of people are scared to hear what the animals have to say. Don't be. If you can hear what your animal companion really has to say, what their wishes, what their dream is, then you can also enhance the animal companion's life.
Welcome, wonderful viewers, to another exciting episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, where we'll travel to magnificent Canada, the country of maple trees, to meet the amazing Claudia Hare, a native of Germany who talks directly to animals. Ms. Hare, an internationally known telepathic animal communicator and raw vegan living in Ontario, Canada, is also an expert in canine psychology and animal homeopathy and therapy. As a devoted animal advocate, Claudia Hare has spent the last 25 years working in Canada, Europe, and the United States to help clients better understand the needs of their beloved animal companions. Her inspiring work has been featured on many TV networks such as the Discovery Channel, and she has been profiled on radio programs and in newspapers and magazines including Animal Wellness, Modern Dog, The Globe and Mail, and Toronto Life. Ms. Hare is also the author of several thoughtful books, including If Only Animals Could Talk and Breakfast, Dinner, and Everything in Between. Ever since she was young, animals have been a big part of Claudia Hare's life.
I was really, really small, so maybe, you know, 3 or 4, and when I was going for walks with my mom or going to the store, and I saw a dog or a cat, I just knew what this animal was thinking or what was going on in this animal's life. I just knew it. Rather than having a lot of details, I kind of knew the whole package. The only one I spoke to about that was my sister. And sometimes when I saw a dog or a cat that abused, like, it really affected me. Like, for days I couldn't eat. It really affected me very heavily. And then my sister said to me, you know what, you gotta stop doing this. And I tried to distance myself from all of that. And it was really hard because it felt like part of me was dying. And then years later, I started to work after finished school, and I just needed to be with animals. So I worked at an animal shelter, and it was always my dream to be like Dr. Doolittle when I grew up.
Penelope Smith is one of the most respected telepathic animal communicators in the world. Ms. Hare rediscovered her ability to converse with animals through Ms. Smith's help.
I heard about Penelope Smith. She's the pioneer in animal communication. She was down in California, and I went down for this weekend seminar, and it was the beginner's course. And then we did exercises with animals, and boom. So I was communicating with my dog. I had two dogs at that time, who was at home, who has Addison's disease, and she also had hip dysplasia, and she was able to tell me how she felt. It was amazing. So that was basically an introduction into telepathy.
Telepathic animal communication is the ability to tune into animals' thoughts and feelings in a direct connection that extends beyond space and time.
I communicate with animals in physical body, non-physical body, humans, physical body, non-physical body. It's all animals, all species. I communicate with plants, rocks, everything, because everything is alive.
Claudia Hare believes that we all have the ability to communicate telepathically with animals through the universal language of the heart.
There's different ways how you can communicate telepathically. You can get words, like you can literally hear words, or you might get a feeling. You might feel a sensation in your body. You might get a picture. So there's different ways. So you start at one point, and the longer you communicate, the longer you use telepathy, the more areas open. So it could be anything.
Among the many animals Ms. Hare has connected with, one of the most famous is Paul the Octopus, who lived in Germany and gained international attention by predicting the outcome of all 7 of the German national football team's matches during the 2010 World Cup, as well as correctly picking Spain as the winner in the final.
It was really neat when I communicated with Paul. I said, how do you know all those outcomes of, you know, who wins what game? And he said to me, well, everybody has the ability to tap into the universal knowledge. That's all he did. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, okay, that's interesting. Most animals that he knows have that same ability. He was actually quite amazed that people couldn't do it, that people were so surprised of what he did. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has this ability. Mm-hmm. So for him, it was just normal. It was actually fun for him to do that.
Animals are our most special trusted friends. Incredible beings who possess great wisdom and intelligence. From Claudia Hare's experience, animals can truly help us navigate the challenges we face in daily life.
Animals are like us, living souls who have feelings and emotions. If an animal gives you advice, an animal never thinks, what's in it for me? If they give you advice, they really mean it. So that's really, really amazing.
What about love? What advice do they give about love?
A lot of them say, be true to yourself. Do the things that you love. Mm-hmm. And really don't let people tell you what to do. Is this your life? So a lot of animals say that.
How about connecting inside with wild animals? Ms. Hare has made contact with different varieties of wildlife and says many wish to reach out to humankind and establish closer relations.
A lot of wild animals actually want to get in touch with us now. For example, let's say you go for a walk, and all of a sudden there might be a squirrel coming and just sitting in front of you, looking at you, right? Mm-hmm. And you think, well, what do you want? You want a nut? I give you one, right? And the squirrel might not eat it. Because the squirrel actually wants to get in touch with us, wants to communicate with us. And they are all telepathic. They want us to open ourselves up to them, to understand them more, to see them as friends.
When looking to adopt an animal friend, Claudia Hare recommends we always check first with the animal to see if they feel that they are compatible with our lifestyle before taking them into our home.
Let's say, okay, you want to adopt a dog. Then I say, ask the animal if the animal has the same goals as you have. Mm. So for example, let's say you want to have a therapy dog. Ask the dog if the dog wants to do it. When people ask the animals, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I want to do, how about that for you, does it work or not? Mm. And if they say yes and they adopt, that usually works out. The same thing if you already have an animal companion in your life and you want to add another one, ask the one that you have. Mm-hmm. What do you feel?
At the beginning of 2011, there was a series of sad events where thousands to millions of wild animals in an area would all suddenly die at the exact same time. For example, in Chesapeake Bay, USA, 2 million fish died on January 5th, and around the same time, massive numbers of fish passed away in Brazil and New Zealand. Also, in early March 2011, millions of fish in a harbor near Los Angeles, USA, all perished at once. We asked Ms. Hare for her insights on the cause of these frightening die-offs.
We
When I asked the animals, like the fish, the crabs, and the birds, with the mass dying, why they decided to move on, to leave their physical body in this earth, they said it was because the world is too polluted. So they've chosen to leave. And when I asked what they would like to tell humanity or what message they have, they said that they really would like us to clean up the earth, to not pollute the earth so much anymore.
The single best way to help keep our planet green and vibrant is to adopt a plant-based diet, as factory farming utterly devastates our biosphere. Those who are raw vegan, like Claudia Hare, are thus eco-heroes. Individuals like her avoid all animal products and foods cooked at temperatures over 46 degrees Celsius. Did you know that animal companions may enjoy this healthful diet as well? Claudia Hare now explains further.
One of my dogs that I had adopted, he had him from the shelter, and he constantly had ear infections. You know, I cleaned his ear out every day and everything, but every 3 weeks he had such a major outburst that I had to take him to the vet and medication. When he was tiny, he also had a parvovirus, right? So his immune system was also compromised. And so I started, doing some research, and I found out about raw food for animals. And I thought, makes sense, so I started raw. And his ear infections, after maybe 2 months, was totally gone. And then over the years, I had another dog, Hira, and she was very ill. She actually had Addison's disease. And I was told when she was 4 years old that there was nothing that could be done. I talked to her and she said, oh gosh, no. So with the raw food and everything, she lived another 8 years, so she was 12. And so literally the animals taught me about raw food. And it was kind of the answer to everything, because, yeah, I don't eat any meat products, nothing, because so raw food is all you eat is vegetables, fruits, sprouts, nuts, and seeds. My dogs and cats, they don't have anything cooked, they just have raw.
Our thanks, Ms. Claudia Hare, for helping show the world that humans and animals are equals, and that if we each take the time to listen with our hearts, we too can hear what our splendid animal friends are saying. May the revealing intelligence and beauty of animals awaken the compassionate nature of humanity. For more details on Claudia Hare, please visit www.claudiahare.com. Books, CDs, and DVDs by Ms. Hare are available at the same website. Considerate viewers, we enjoyed your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May we all be blessed with heavenly grace and everlasting peace.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.